This is the Sakar Merli of the 25th of February 2025. Essence, sweet children, give everyone the good news that Barrett is once again becoming heaven, that heavenly God the Father has come. Question. What are the signs of the children who have the happiness of becoming the masters of heaven? Answer. They never experience any form of sorrow within. They have the intoxication of being important people, and that the unlimited Father is making them become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Their behaviour is very royal. They cannot stop sharing this good news with others. Om Shanti. The Father explains, and you children know that this message has to reach Barrett in particular and the whole world in general. All of you are messengers who give everyone the message of happiness, that Barrett is once again becoming heaven, that heaven is once again being established. The Father, the one called Heavenly God the Father, has come to Barrett in order to carry out the establishment of heaven. You children have been given the direction to give this good news clearly to all the people of Barrett. Everyone is concerned about their own religion. You are only concerned about your religion. You relate the good news that the Sun Dynasty deity religion of Barrett is being established. That is, Barrett is once again becoming heaven. You should have the happiness inside that you are becoming the masters of the world. Those who have this happiness inside them won't have any type of sorrow. You children know that there are difficulties in establishing that new world. There is so much violence against innocent ones. You children should always remain aware that you have to give this good news to the people of Barrett, just as Baba had leaflets printed that said, "Brothers and sisters, come inside and listen to the good news." Throughout the whole day, you should be concerned about how you can give everyone the message that the unlimited Father has come to give them their unlimited inheritance. By seeing the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan, you should remain cheerful throughout the day. You are very important people. Your behaviour should therefore not be uncivilized in any way. You know that you used to be even worse than monkeys. Baba is now making you become like them, the deities, and so you should have so much happiness. However, the wonder is that neither do some children have the happiness of this, nor do they relate this good news to everyone with that much enthusiasm. The Father has made you into messengers. Therefore, keep conveying this message to everyone's ears. The people of Barrett don't know when their original eternal deity religion was created or when it disappeared. There are just the images left now. All other religions exist now, but the original eternal deity religion no longer exists. These images are only in Barrett. Establishment takes place through Brahma. Therefore, you should give everyone this good news, and you will also remain happy inside. Give this good news at the exhibitions. Come and claim your inheritance from the unlimited Father. This Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of heaven. Where did they go? No one knows. This is why it is said that their faces are like those of human beings, but their characters are like those of monkeys. Your faces are like those of human beings, and your characters are becoming like those of deities. You know that you are once again becoming full of all virtues. Therefore, you also have to inspire others to make this effort. Exhibitions are a very good way of doing service. Those who have no household bonds, for instance, those who are retired or widows and kumaris, have many chances to do service. You must become engaged in doing service. To get married at this time is to ruin yourself completely. To remain unmarried is to be in a good condition. The Father says, "This land of death, this impure world, is now going to be destroyed. If you want to go to that pure world, occupy yourself in doing this service. You should have exhibition after exhibition. Serviceable children are very keen to do service. Some ask Baba, 'Should I leave my job?' Baba looks at you and sees if you are worthy. He then gives you permission to give up work and do this service. You have to give this good news to everyone. The Father says, 'Come and claim your fortune of the kingdom.' You claimed your fortune of the kingdom 5,000 years ago. Now come and claim it once again. Simply follow my directions. You should check yourself to see what defects you have. You can do a great deal of service using these badges. This badge is first class. Although it is only worth a few pennies, you can use it and claim a high status. People spend so much money on books, etc., for their studies. Here there is no question of books, etc. You simply have to whisper the message of the Father's true mantra in everyone's ear. Everyone else only gives false mantras. There is no value in false things. Diamonds, not stones, have value. The praise, 'Each version is worth hundreds of thousands,' applies to this knowledge. The Father says that there are many scriptures. You have been studying them for half a cycle, but you didn't attain anything from doing that. You are now being given the jewels of this knowledge. Those people are called authorities of the scriptures, whereas the Father is the ocean of knowledge. Each version of his is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. It is through them that you become the masters of the world. You become multi-millionaires. There is great praise of this knowledge. You became poverty-stricken from reading those scriptures, etc. You must now donate these jewels of knowledge." The Father explains many easy methods. Tell them, when you forgot your own religion, you started to wander around outside. The original eternal deity religion of you people of Bharat, where has that religion gone? By speaking of 8.4 million species, nothing sits in their intellects. The Father now explains, you belong to the original eternal deity religion and you then took 84 births. Lakshmi and Narayan also belong to the original eternal deity religion. They too became corrupt in their religion and in their actions. All other religions exist, but this original eternal deity religion does not exist. When this religion was in existence, there were no other religions. This is very easy. This father, this Dada, is Prajapita Brahma, and so there must definitely also be many of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. The father comes and liberates you from Ravan's jail, the Garden of Sorrow. No one understands the meaning of Garden of Sorrow. The father says, this is a world of sorrow, whereas that is a world of happiness. Continue to remember your world of peace and your world of happiness. They speak of the incorporeal world. These English words are very good. The English language has continued to be spoken here. There are now so many different languages. Human beings don't understand anything. There is now a children institute called the Nirgun Institution. Nirgun means without virtues. They simply created an institution like that. They have called it Nirgun without understanding its meaning. There are many institutions. There only used to be the institution of the original eternal deity religion in Bharat. There was no other religion at that time. However, instead of 5,000 years, people say that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. You have to remove them from that darkness of ignorance. You have to do service. Although this drama is predestined, when you eat from Shiv Baba's yagya, the sacrificial fire, but don't do any service, there will be punishment experienced through Dharamraj, who is Baba's right hand. Therefore you are being cautioned. It is very easy to do service. Explain to everyone very lovingly. The father receives news when children go to a certain temple or to the banks of the Ganges. Devotees wake up early in the morning and go to temples. It is easy to explain to religious-minded people. It is best to do service in the Lakshmi and Narayan temples. Acha, go there to the temple and explain Shiv Baba is the one who made them, Lakshmi and Narayan, become like that. This forest is about to be set on fire and everything will be destroyed. Your parts will also come to an end. You will then go and take birth in a royal family. As you go further, you will come to know how you are to receive the kingdom. You will not be told beforehand what is in the drama. You will come to know what status you will claim. Those who give many donations and perform a great deal of charity will take birth in a royal family. Kings have a lot of wealth. You now donate the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. This knowledge is for the people of Bharat. Tell them, the original, eternal deity religion is now being established. The Father, the purifier, has come. The Father says, remember me. This is very easy, but their intellects are so tamopratam that they are unable to imbibe anything at all. They are influenced by the vices. There are many varieties of animals. Some have a lot of anger. The nature of each species of animal is different. They all have different natures of causing sorrow. The foremost vice that causes sorrow is the sword of lust. Ravan's kingdom is the kingdom of vice. The father explains to you every day, there are many good daughters who are imprisoned. They are called those in bondage. In fact, if they had the enlightenment of this knowledge, no one could keep them in bondage. However, they still have many bonds of attachment. Even sannyasis remember their homes. It is very difficult to break these bonds. You now have to forget your friends and relatives, etc., because this old world is going to be destroyed. You even have to forget your own bodies and consider yourselves to be souls and remember Baba. You must become pure. You have to complete your parts of 84 births. No one can return home in between. This play is now coming to an end, and so you children should have a great deal of happiness that you are now about to return home. Your parts are now ending, and so you should have the eagerness to remember Baba a great deal. Only by having this remembrance will your sins be absolved. You will first return home and then go to that land of happiness. Some want to be liberated from this world quickly, but where would they go? First of all, you have to make effort to claim a high status. First, each of you feel your own pulse and ask yourself to what extent you have become worthy and what you will do when you go to heaven. You first of all have to become worthy. You have to become the Father's worthy children. Lakshmi and Narayan are the worthiest children of all. Even God looks at some children and says, this child is very good, he is worthy of doing service. For some, he says, this one is unworthy, he is destroying his own status for nothing. The Father only speaks the truth. They call out, O purifier, come, come and make us into the masters of the land of happiness. They ask for unlimited happiness. Then the Father says, at least become worthy of doing a little service. Give this good news to my devotees. Shiv Baba is now giving the inheritance. He says, remember me and become pure, and you will become the masters of the pure world. This old world is to be set ablaze. When you see your aim and objective in front of you, you should experience great happiness. We have to become like them. You should keep this in your intellects throughout the day, and you won't then behave in any kind of devilish way. We are becoming like them. Therefore, how can we behave badly? However, if it's not in someone's fortune, he doesn't think of such methods. He does not earn an income. You can earn a very good income. Even while sitting at home, you all have to earn an income and inspire others to do the same. While sitting at home, you can spin the discus of self-realization and also enable others to spin the discus of self-realization. To the extent that you make others become this, accordingly you will claim a high status. Your aim and objective is to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. You all raise your hands when you are asked if you want to become part of the Sun Dynasty. These pictures can be very useful at exhibitions. You can use them to explain. We only listen to that which the Highest on High Father tells us. We prefer not to listen to the things of the path of devotion. These pictures are very good. You can do a lot of service with them. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Check your own pulse and see to what extent you have become worthy. Become worthy and give some evidence of the service you do. Become free from all bonds by being enlightened with this knowledge. 2. Follow the directions of the One Father and remove any defects from within you. Renounce any nature of causing sorrow and become bestowers of happiness. Donate the jewels of knowledge. Blessing. May you become constantly victorious by experiencing tests and problems to be entertainment instead of wilting under them. According to the drama, in this effort-making life, problems and tests are definitely going to come. To keep your aim of moving forward as soon as you take birth means to invoke tests and problems. Since you have to follow this path, how would it be possible for there to be no scenes along the path? However, instead of passing through those scenes, if you engage yourself in making corrections, your connection of remembrance with the Father would then become loose, and instead of being entertained, you would make your mind wilt. Therefore, continue to sing the song, Wah Scenes Wah, and move forward. That is, be blessed with the blessing of being constantly victorious. Slogan: to move along under the codes of conduct means to become the highest beings who follow the highest codes of conduct. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. To be in solitude means to be an embodiment of experience. According to the present time, you are close to your stage of retirement. Those in the stage of retirement do not play with dolls. Those in the stage of retirement remain in solitude and constantly remember the One. So, all of you are in your unlimited stage of retirement, the ones who constantly remain lost in the depths of the One. That is, you constantly stay in solitude as embodiments of remembrance. This is your unlimited stage of retirement. Om Shanti.